After a scathing state audit showed multiple problems with the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation last year, Republicans withheld the second year of Wedick's two-year budget. And while state auditors have yet to release a follow-up to their first report, Republicans on the legislature's Joint Finance Committee heard enough to give Wedick the rest of its money. But they held off on letting Wedick spend a $35 million surplus, voting to park that money in an account controlled by them. Finance Committee co-chair Alberta Darling told Wedick CEO Reid Hall that lawmakers need to see a plan for the money first.
This committee has no intention of taking your money and just holding it and sitting on it. I mean,
or spending it.
We need concrete proposals, yes, not just having surpluses sitting around.
Wedick's Hall said he understood that rationale, but he also told lawmakers that if Wedick had the money now, it could use it to create jobs in Wisconsin. Assembly Democrat Corey Mason drove that point home to GOP lawmakers.
When we're struggling to create jobs, it seems an odd time to devise an austerity plan for economic development and job creation.
It was a change in tone for Democrats, who argued last year that Wedick should not receive another nickel of funding until it showed more accountability. Mason argued Democrats were being consistent since they wanted the surplus spent on local economic development programs and not on Wedick itself. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.